Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, thanks, Carmen. Okay. Hi there again. Look, I haven't been here the whole time. So you're not willing to change your nationality to get a Swiss account?
Well, I'd have to think about it a little bit, but...
Possible.
I'm open to suggestions.
Are you possible dual citizenship? Any countries?
Canada would be interesting.
Yes, it would be interesting. Not for Canada so much. But I mean, do you have family that came from Canada?
No, I have family that came from Eastern Europe.
It's okay. Okay, that's a start. Where?
Well, you know, I think it's called the Pale of Settlement.
The Pale of Settlement. Okay, are we talking Romania? I mean, what are we talking? I need a name here.
I think it was either Ukraine and
Ukraine.
Kiev.
Okay, we're Ukraine too.
Yeah, Kiev.
Okay.
Yeah, try that route.
No, absolutely not.
That certainly worked for our forefathers. It should work for you. Let's see, Jane Bogger. Is that close?
Yeah. Bogger.
Bogger. Cool. I'm going to talk to you. You're nice. I don't care what's on your card. I like you immediately, Jane. When I first saw you, I thought, no, that Jane is all right. You get that response a lot, I bet, don't you? Yeah. What do you think that is? Just power of personality or something?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what field are you in?
I'm in quality and compliance.
No. Is that a field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big field.
Quality and compliance. You think one or the other would be enough? Quality should be its own field, and then there's compliance. It's a whole different thing.
Well, I just like to wear a couple hats at a time.
Yeah. Quality and compliance in what area?
Healthcare.
Oh, healthcare.
In healthcare.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're on the side of right and good.
That's right.
Yes.
Always right and always good.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Here it says here. Yeah, here announced Home Health United. Have you ever done a triathlon? Is that you?
That's right. I noticed when I came to Madison, it's such an active city.
Yes.
And
I'm thinking of leaving for that reason.
And so I actually had to kind of get on the bandwagon, so I never learning how to swim.
Yeah, Madison is where guys wear the Tour de France outfits just to ride on their bikes. You know, for no other, it's ridiculous.
And if you haven't done a triathlon or an Ironman here, you're nothing, really.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm nothing because I've never done a triathlon. I've never even done an athlon. Or a unithlon, or whatever they call it, mono.
Duathlon? A duathlon?
Duathlon, never do a duathlon, no, don't do
marathon?
No, nothing with a thon in it. Or... I have nothing to prove. I don't understand, you know, why they do it, tell you the truth.
I'm trying to understand that, too.
I mean, do you do those things?
I'm trying. I'm trying to do a triathlon, I guess. Yeah, but
so maybe you're in a triathlon, then.
I really am. I have...
T-R-Y-athlon.
Yes, very much a try. Yep. I signed up for my first one the end of August. I actually had to learn to swim first, though.
See, now, you shouldn't even feel this pressure. You're already in quality and compliance. You know, that's a lot of pressure there.
It is. I just have this...
So you could do a triathlon, but you had to learn to swim first? That's a...
Yeah, I started...
That's crazy talk.
I know. I it's something that I needed to do in my later decades of life. I thought, well, you know, it's something you can always do when you're 85 years old, right? You can always swim.
Yes, I suppose that's true. I mean, it's something to look forward to when you're 85. I always say you're these people who have a full, healthy sex life in their 80s, so I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait, because it's been pretty slow in this period, but when I hit my 80s, boy.
There's always something to work towards.
Yes. And so, yes, we have to take sex lessons, I guess, you know, like swimming. And how's the swimming coming?
It's coming pretty well. I still have yet to swim 500 yards without stopping, so... That's my goal.
That's going to be a hang-up, isn't it, in the triathlon? Because usually...
Well, I'm counting on the wetsuit for a little buoyancy and the kayakers in the water. So.
I give you a lot of credit, Jane.
Thank you. Thank thank you.
So hang in there. We are back. Thanks. Remember, you're doing it for all of us. Thank you for coming. Nice to see you. I don't know. I don't get it. Are you in triathlons and stuff?
I just watch her. Yeah, that's enough for me.
You're not in training of any sort?
Well, there's just enough to keep up with her, and yeah, I wipe her brow and stuff. Yeah, I'm
okay. I hear you. Okay, cool. Let's go. Larry Stewart from De Pere has been 34 years as a UPS driver and is retiring. How about that? They let you keep the vehicle. They should let you keep the vehicle, is what I'm thinking, Larry. For one thing. And now you're wondering what to do in retirement? Is that the... Come on, meet me halfway on this. Come on. Come out here. Drive down here and hop out in the middle of the street like everybody else. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Has UPS been good to you all these years?
Yeah, it's a good company, yeah. But they work you hard.
Oh, yeah, they do. I see these guys zipping around all the time there. And where, you, in De Pere, is that where you're driving?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, a lot of years.
Yeah. You ever just want to branch off to, you know, another... Come down to Portage or something and do a different route or something.
I would frown on that, I think.
Yeah. You haven't been stationed. Can they station you in different cities? UPS, it's like the Army, isn't it?
You could transfer to a different center if you wanted to, but
never had call to.
Nope.
Yeah. Do you carry dog treats with you, like somebody?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do? Yeah. You have to fend them off as well.
Yeah, I've been bit a number of times.
Do you bite back, or what are you doing?
No, you're just trying to stay away and. Most of them are friendly, though.
Yeah, but it's retirement time now.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, do you have retirement skills?
Well, I mean, I like to golf and do some fish and things, but yeah, I think I'll be all right.
You'll probably end up just like driving around, double parking, hopping out of your vehicle to carry a few do a few errands and hop back in.
That's what
I see a lot of double parking in your future.
Well, I hope not too much, but yep.
Good, congratulations.
Great, thank you.
You know, and we appreciate UPS, don't we? Norman, retiring. What do we got for a retiring UPS driver?
Well, Michael.
These guys work hard.
Let him kick off his morning right with a cup of Steep & Brew breakfast blend from Madison's Steep & Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee.
There you go. Thank you. Enjoy it. Yeah, have a good retirement. You've earned one there. How can a son total two cars while living in Nashville over a four-year time frame? Is that out of his systems? Two cars in 4 years. Where is Greg? Oh, yeah, Greg. We're just the family here. Yeah. Is he okay, though? He's okay, right? Oh, that's him there? Okay, it's back Jane's family here, the Boggers. Okay, I got to go back to this family because apparently I left some issues unresolved. We got the triathlon thing down, but there's also this. Norman, how are we doing? Okay, in time?
Is this Lemon Pledge or an air horn?
Are you going to do it?
Would you like to hear it?
No. Yeah. Oh, Norman! Everyone wants to do that. Two cars in 4 years?
Well, it was closer to 2 years.
Two cars in 2 years?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I had a tree fall on my car.
And you had a tree run into your car, is that what you're saying?
Just hit and run. A year almost to the day after that, I got in a car accident. Someone T-boned me on my passenger side and totaled the car. So now
you're a victim.
I am, yeah. Victim of circumstance.
Yes, and just a victim. And you got to stop being the victim, is all you got to do.
I'm working on it. I'm taking my own hands.
What are you driving now?
It is a Hyundai Elantra.
Well, you might want to up that a little bit in terms of, you want a little something more around you, I think, just in case you don't get out of this thing.
Yeah, but if it's cheap car, so when I total this.
You get two of them strapping together or something.
Yeah, double.
You are?
Seth.
Yeah. Hang in there, Seth. He's going to be all right. It's not his fault. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. And a chance for you to win the fabulous prizes. He didn't win the last time. Give you some idea of how fabulous they were. You heard those prizes. So if you want to play the quiz, now here is your chance. You can do it. It's not a thing where you have to. It's the thing where you can. It's the thing where you do the thing. You do the quiz thing. Yes. Yes, I think you should. A young person. Come on. It's our future. You are our future. You're our future, dear.
Awesome.
Our future all depends on you. No pressure here. Okay. And you are?
Olivia.
Olivia, you're from?
Green Bay.
From Green Bay, yep. Up there. Okay. And in school yet?
Yep, I'm in school. Yep. Sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yep.
And Green Bay?
Notre Dame Academy.
Notre Dame Academy. I've heard all about it, actually. Olivia, yep. One good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's awesome.
It's awesome! Olivia, you're awesome! From the Academy. Tritons.
Yep.
Okay. So how are you doing there at the Academy? What are you involved in a lot of stuff?
Yeah, a lot of music.
Music? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm in the jazz band.
Oh, you are?
Yep. And...
Good for you. Yeah. Well, what do you play?
I play the piano and the drums.
Simultaneously? Or are you like a one-woman no. band?
One at a time.
Yeah. Well, how cool. How cool. So you like these guys? These jazz guys?
Yeah, good. Awesome.
Yeah, you're learning stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to watch.
Yeah. Is that, you think you're going to do that professionally, or?
I don't know. I kind of want to be a cardiac surgeon, so.
You can do both.
Go with that.
Yeah.
So that's, both sounds
There's
good.
A lot of downtime during the average operation. You know, they go on for hours and hours, so a little interlude. Now, there's Olivia and a little etude for cardiac. That's really,
with a knife
that's great,
in my
that's
heart.
Great. With a knife in my... Olivia, someone out there plays along with you on this quiz. It's like a joint effort. And how do they do that, Norman?
Well, Michael, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone in these scant few minutes remaining.
Yes.
They will dial 800-942-5669. Uh-huh. That's 1-800-WANO or 1-800-WACK-NOW. And answer this qualifying question.
Okay, sorry to step on you there. Here's the question. How many more genes does it take to be a tomato than it does to be a person? You know, they did this genome, they finally genomed the tomato and discovered it was incredibly complex and that we weren't. So there are actually more genes in a tomato. I don't understand this myself, but there are more genes in a tomato than in a person. You want to know how many more, within how many, Norman?
How about plus or minus 5%, Michael?
Fine. Let's go to the phones right now. Paul's on the line from Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Hey, did you hear about this tomato thing?
I did not hear about this tomato thing.
Everyone's talking about it. Tomatoes have been genome sequenced, and they have more genes than a person. You know how many more? It's in the thousands. It's in the thousands, I'll tell you that. Strange.
Okay.
So pick 1,000.
4,000.
And 5%, 4,000. Close enough. 7,000. 5% is that's, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, they have 7,000 more genes. What do they do with them? I mean, what does it take to be a tomato? Hang there and ripen. I mean, I could do that in a flash. I'm ripening right here, even as we speak. You need genes to do it. Paul, this is Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Paul.
I'm a big fan of your namesake from Down Under.
Thanks.
Don't mind him. That's just all right. Two of you are a team right now, Paul and Olivia. You don't compete. You cooperate, and let's have those categories there, Norman.
Those categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. More or less it. And Olivia, no, Paul. Paul's first. Our phone guy goes first. So, what would you like, Paul?
Let's go with people.
All right, people. Who is more competitive about intelligence, athletic ability, work, and money, men or women?
I say women.
Huh. They're more competitive in all four of those.
Yes.
I would go with women then.
Yes, women. She didn't hesitate. Isn't that interesting? We're just not very competitive.
That's one right, Michael. One right and none wrong.
Okay, very good. What's left there?
Categories remaining are places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Olivia, what do you have?
I say odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. The dirtiest place in the office. Absolute dirtiest place in the office. This is for bacteria count. Is it the water cooler handle,
men's desks or the carpeted cubicle walls?
That's a tough one.
I have no idea.
They're working in the office, huh? I read the pleasure.
No. Okay, the desks at school.
I do work in an office.
Desks, you're saying? You think desks?
No, that's...
At school, yeah, they'd be dirty. Desks. Men's desks.
Yeah,
they said by sex, it's actually men as opposed to just desks in general.
Yeah, men's. I think people don't clean their desks very much, and so probably the germs just stay there. So I think desks probably is it.
Men's desks?
Yeah.
Men's desks is right, yes. That's the worst. Don't ever go to one. If you go to work don't, and you're a man, don't use your desk. Yes.
That would be two right and none wrong.
Okay, what's left?
The remaining categories would be places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, current events, or science.
Paul?
Let's go with current events.
Current events, right out of the news. How did the UK judge rule on the Samsung tablet? This was a rather unusual judgment. You know, there's all this litigation going on these tablets, Apple and Samsung, and so forth. A UK judge issued a decree or whatever they do, a ruling saying something about the Samsung tablet, which made the headlines all around the country because it was a rather unusual assessment of it. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
No, okay.
No.
Paul, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, but if I take two tablets, will you call me in the morning?
Okay. In that case, what's 5 foot across, perfectly round, and excites paleontologists?
Yeah. 5 foot across, perfectly round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paleontologists are very excited about it. It's 5 foot. It's perfectly round, actually. 5 foot across, 60 million years old. What?
Some dinosaur bone that they found or something?
Not a dinosaur, no.
A hole?
Not a hole. No, they could be excited being paleontologists because you never know what's in that.
Cavern or cave or something?
No, I guess we're not going to get this one. It's a turtle. It's a 60-million-year-old, perfectly round turtle.
Huh. Wow.
Yes, not too exciting, but it is a current event. They just discovered it. And
that would be two right and one wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. But the other question wasn't any good either. So what's left there, Darman?
For categories, yes. Remaining would be places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, and science.
Okay. Back
I'm picking?
I don't know. You want to?
I don't care. Sure.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. You should have learned this.
I hope so.
With Flerovium and Liver Morium. Okay. what's worse for childhood obesity, school or home?
Home.
Home?
Yeah.
More likely to...
That's what I'd think.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it would be for me. I mean, okay. If I think about it.
Yeah. Like for snacks and stuff like that. Yeah. You want to weigh on this, Paul?
I think so, because I'm thinking that the schools are probably needing to provide healthier choices.
Right. And homes aren't.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's right. Home. Congratulations.
Three right, one wrong.
They won.
They won.
Yeah.
And what did they win? Well, Olivia, when you find yourself looking just a little bit too continental, trim unsightly nose and ear hair a painless way. There's no justice in the world. With a groom-made trimmer, no batteries needed, from Duluth Trading Company. And Paul.
Nice call.
Paul, your coin collection, or hoard, will gain added luster with the wondrous Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter designed by Nora Feldman. And legal tender in fine small talk radio department stores everywhere. And both of you will look back to a cherished imaginary childhood growing up in the heartland pasture paradise of Wisconsin with a bar of what do you smell soap. From the Screaming Porch Gift Company and play What Do You Know, the party game until the cows come home while admiring the trendy Michael Feldman bobblehead. from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you. Good job.
Congratulations to you. Good luck in everything you're doing. Call him now. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.